with Montana News. I'm Corinne Cades Carney. An inquiry by the Missoulian newspaper has found that 20 people have died in custody since the Department of Corrections Agency quietly decided to stop issuing public notices of deaths 10 months ago. The newspaper reported Thursday that 15 of those deaths have occurred this year, a number higher than 2018 and 2019 combined. A high school football coach in Montana resigned after suggesting in a social media post that Black Lives Matter protesters in Salt Lake City should be hanged. The Darby School District said Friday that Coach Jeff Snavely's resignation will not change the district's plans to take steps to address race and social justice in the community. Replying to a Facebook post on May 31st in support of law enforcement, Snavely wrote, quote, "They should all be strung up and hang in the public like the old days," unquote. Snavely had been punished with a one-year suspension. Two more people have died as a result of the coronavirus outbreak at a memory care facility in Billings, bringing the number of deaths associated with the facility to 5. The new deaths were announced Friday, the same day Montana reported a daily record of 127 newly confirmed cases of the virus. That brings the state's total number of known people now sick with COVID-19 to more than 700. Ground was broken today for an updated outpatient veterans clinic in Missoula. Critics have complained that Western Montana veterans have had to make do with an undersized clinic. As Edward O'Brien reports, that's about to change.
At over 52,000 energy-efficient square feet, Missoula's brand new VA facility will be a much larger upgrade over the existing CBOC. CBOC, that's government shorthand for Community-Based Outpatient Clinic. The new David J. Thatcher VA clinic, named for the decorated Montanan who participated in the 1942 Doolittle Raid on Japan, will now have 154% more space than the existing clinic. When it opens late next year, the new $3 million center will offer primary care, mental health, and specialty care services. Montana U.S. Senator John Tester attended Friday's groundbreaking ceremony just east of Missoula International Airport. Tester, a Democrat, is the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
It's been a long time coming, but it's good it's come. The veterans in Western Montana are going to be able to take advantage of this place and get the health care they've earned, and I think that's a real positive thing. I think it also helps from a recruitment standpoint, being able to get the docs and the nurses and the management people we need here. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines says Missoula's upgraded Thatcher Clinic will also be much more convenient.
For veterans who have to go all the way to Fort Harrison for care, I think the ability here to have this now one of the best facilities in Montana right here in Missoula, as well as the telemedicine capabilities, which is really important for our veterans, especially when you think of a state like Montana with the challenges of our roads and winter driving.
Executive Director of the VA Montana Healthcare System, Dr. Judy Heyman, says the new facility will provide state-of-the-art healthcare to Montana veterans. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Organizers of the Northwest Montana State Fair and Rodeo voted Thursday to hold the 5-day event in August, despite a sharp rise in coronavirus cases statewide. Aaron Bolton reports.
Nearly 80,000 people attended the fair and rodeo last year, which is run by Flathead County. Events with 50 or more people are allowed under Phase 2 of the state's reopening plan if social distancing is possible. Fair official Mark Campbell says social distancing and a strong recommendation for masks will be in place this year, though he says there will be no hard limit on the number of fairgoers allowed in at one time. Campbell says that number will be dependent on events and staff's ability to sanitize things like rides and tables. He says gates could close if social distancing becomes an issue as well. The county says it solicited input from the health department and others in making its decision to hold the fair, which runs August 19th through the 23rd. The decision comes as the state recorded 2 consecutive days of record increases of new COVID-19 cases. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Health officials say 3 more people have died as a result of the coronavirus. 2 from an outbreak at a memory care facility in Billings that reported 91 cases of the virus. Another death was reported in Ravalli County. The Montana State Tribal Relations Committee is seeking public comment on 9 bill proposals related to runaway youth, motor carrier services, missing persons, and federal recognition of the Little Shell Tribe. Caitlin Nicholas reports.
Jason Small, a Northern Cheyenne tribal member and chairman of the committee, says that while some of the bills are focused on clarifying language, others could have a larger impact, such as a proposed requirement for trucks on reservation highways to use tire chains to lower accident rates, or a bill to provide resources for homeless minors during the pandemic.
What we're trying to do is find a place for these kids to go when they have nothing. We're trying to create them a little opportunity to stabilize their lives for a bit.
The committee will review comments and consider changing the proposals based on public feedback. Chairman Small says this is an important part of the legislative process because the public often has new ideas or knows of unintended consequences the committee may be unaware of.
One of the big things we hear about government is transparency, and this is one pretty transparent method for everybody to get an idea of what's going on, what we're trying to accomplish and do.
Montana legislature is expected to consider the proposed bills next January. Comments must be submitted by August 6th. For YPR News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
Caitlin Nicholas is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Tribal Affairs reporter. The University of Montana has released a plan designed for a return to on-campus living and education during the fall semester. It calls for employees working on university property to conduct symptom monitoring every day before showing up for work. The document also outlines a phased return of employees to campus, with some still working remotely if able. According to the plan, UM Housing will offer students the opportunity to opt into single rooms. The guidelines for housing say there will be locations to quarantine and isolate for students awaiting COVID-19 test results. I'm Corin Cates-Carney. This is Montana Public Radio News.